For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Everybody knows the state of Tennessee has two of the coolest cities in the country, Memphis and Nashville, but cities do not make the state. Cities are represented in the Tennessee General Assembly by a small group of Democrats, while most of the Republicans come from suburbs or rural areas. This year, several new laws could adversely affect urban areas, particularly in terms of public safety. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, as of Thursday evening, the constitutional carry bill is still awaiting Governor Bill Lee's signature, but everyone from law enforcement to victims advocates to urban mayors have said that putting guns in the hands and homes and cars of people who don't know anything about guns is a bad idea, and that this law will result in more stolen guns on the streets, more potential domestic violence deaths, and just add more stress to policing. Otis, did it strike you at all that this law almost exclusively inconveniences urban areas?
Well, absolutely it did. And I think inconvenience is not a strong enough word. This puts us in peril. I mean, we already have enough problems with violent crime in this community. We had a record number of homicides last year. But this is just another example, Chris, of this legislature being so rural-centric and being so conservative in its thinking and so beholden to the gun lobby that they don't care what urban lawmakers and officials think.
Republicans have tried this before and it has failed to pass. Why do you think it's made it this far this year?
Well, because this year the governor was pushing it. It was his top priority. And it probably would have passed last year, but COVID interrupted the session. So they really couldn't think about things like this when they were, you know, trying to save their skins.
Well, there was also a bipartisan bill passed recently called the Business Fairness Act, which in some future pandemic allows businesses to decide which health mandates they wish to follow, those of the states or those of your local health department. And as a reminder to listeners, only the state's urban counties have health departments. The rest of the state goes under the state health department. But this bill was sold as a way to even the playing field during a shutdown. For example, Walmarts were allowed to stay open while smaller businesses had to close. You know, on the surface, it does look like it's fairness for small businesses. But we also have to remember from both the science and all the movies that urban areas are far more vulnerable to pandemics than small towns. Otis, is a pick and choose pandemic policy for businesses a good idea in urban areas?
There is a case to be made here about whether there is unfairness here with small businesses being told to shut down and big businesses like Walmart and Kroger and others being able to stay open. It does put the small businesses at a very unfair advantage.
Yeah, but through this pandemic, you have been critical about how the state had these sort of blanket policies that didn't necessarily align with urban needs. For example, you were always pushing for a mask mandate. Governor Lee never felt that a mask was necessary. I mean, should local officials have the ultimate say when it comes to shutting down businesses or mandates in terms of public safety?
Oh, absolutely, I do. The local health departments, whether it's here in Memphis or in Nashville, they are better equipped to make those decisions and not the state government. But I say again that I thought that the governor was wrong to not issue a statewide mask mandate.
Do you feel that Republican lawmakers in Tennessee favor rural areas and maybe have a bias against urban areas, which are mostly populated by Democrats in terms of the laws that they make?
There's absolutely a bias toward the rural areas and a bias against urban areas. I mean, just look at all of the legislation that has meant to punish Memphis, for example. The legislature threatened to take funding away from Memphis because they removed the Nathan Bedford Forrest statue out of the old Forest Park.
let me ask you, do you think that that bias comes from being rural or being Republican and urban areas being urban and Democrat? You know, I mean, is this a party issue or is this just a sort of cultural issue of people who live in different places?
It is all of the above. It is a party issue. It is a cultural issue. It is a race issue. I mean, let's be honest. When you look at Memphis, and it's way—it's over 60% African American. And look at the legislature, especially among Republicans, and it's been sort of ingrained. That animosity has been there a long time, and is still there.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.